Now, I've got another Mr. Man character with me here this morning. I'm not sure how easy it is to see from where you're sitting, but do any of our young people know who this is? Not too sure, maybe. He's sleeping, if that's any help. There's a couple of hands up at the back here. Yeah? Not Mr. Sleep, no, but quite close, yeah? Not Mr. Sleepyhead, but very, very close, yeah? Anybody else, yeah? Mr. Lazy, that's right, Mr. Lazy. Not sure if you've ever read the story of Mr. Lazy, but like all the Mr. Men, he just lives up to his name. Mr. Lazy was lazy. Mr. Lazy loves to sleep. Mr. Lazy likes to lie in bed. Mr. Lazy is scourged stiff of hard work. Mr. Lazy doesn't like to cut the grass. Mr. Lazy doesn't like to tidy the house. Mr. Lazy doesn't like to tend to the garden. Mr. Lazy doesn't like to do the dishes. He's just what his name suggests. Mr. Lazy is lazy. And you know something? I think this morning, if we are all honest, we all, naturally speaking, tend towards laziness. It's a lot easier coming into the winter months to want to lie in bed than it is to get up. It's a lot more easy to lie in front of the television for hours on end than go out and cut the grass or cut the hedges or tidy your bedroom or put away your toys. It's a lot easier to sit in front of a television or in front of a computer screen than it is to do your homework and to study and to work hard. We so easily tend towards being lazy. It's good to have a rest, mind you. It's good to get the sleep that you need. It's good to get a break. It's good to get a holiday. But whenever every day is a holiday, and every day is a rest day, and every day becomes a day for lying in bed, then it's not so good. Did you know this morning that being a Christian and living the Christian life is not for lazy people? The Apostle Paul said to a young man called Timothy, who was a Christian, who was setting out to serve the Lord, he said, study, study, work hard, study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. God is looking for workers, people who will be active, people who will be busy. Have you ever heard the term as busy as a bee? I'm not sure if you've ever looked at the bees. I know there's a man comes to your meetings and he's a beekeeper and he can teach you a lot of things about bees. And bees are always active. They're always busy. Just like the little ant in Scripture. Solomon said in Proverbs 6, go to the ant. Go and have a look at that little ant. Consider her ways and be wise. And right in the middle of that verse, he puts in a word, sluggard. Go to the ant thou, sluggard. And that's speaking to the lazy person. A sluggard is a person that just lies about, always lethargic, always indifferent, never wants to work, just likes to be lazy. The Bible calls us to be active and calls us to be busy. So whether you're at school or at university or at home, there's always work to be done. Work hard at your studies. Work hard at your homework. Work hard in your working life. Tidy your room, keep things tidy, keep on top of things, because whenever you don't work and you're lazy, things get out of control. Here's what it says in Proverbs 24. Solomon says, I went by the field of the slothful. He says there's a farmer that lives down the road and he's lazy. And one day he's out walking and he says, I went by the field of this lazy man. And by the vineyard of the man of no understanding. So he's got a field, he's got a vineyard, but he's too lazy to do any work in it. And he says, lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall was broken down. Doesn't take long for a garden or for a house to fall down or to be overgrown with weeds and to fall into disrepair if we're lazy. And it's the same with our lives. And it's the same with our hearts. If we're not busy and active, reading the Bible, talking to God, working for the Lord, and we're not busy in life generally, so often our hearts can become unfruitful and unproductive. Did you know that whenever God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, he gave him jobs to do, work to do? And this was before Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. The Bible says that God put Adam in the garden to till the ground, to work the ground. And so even before sin entered into the world, God made Adam to be a worker. And then after sin came into the world, do you remember that the Lord said to Adam and to Eve concerning the ground? He said, "Cursed is the ground for thy sake, for your benefit, for your good. I'm going to curse the ground. And it's going to bring forth thorns and thistles and briars and all sorts of different things." And he says, "By the sweat of your brow, you're going to have to eke out and earn and work for a living." And he says, "Adam, this is for your good. Because if there wasn't work to be done, Adam's body wouldn't develop. If there wasn't work to be done, and if we're not to be active, I think mentally, we can't be as alert as we should be. God wants us to be physically active and busy, especially for the kingdom of God. Because there's coming a day, the Bible says, whenever we'll stand before God and we're going to give an account for what we have done, and also we're going to give an account for what we haven't done. And the scripture says there's coming a day whenever the Lord Jesus Christ will say to those on his right hand, 'Well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.'" So whenever we stand before the Lord, we want to be able to look back on a life that has been active and a life that has been busy in the service of God. There's an old hymn and it says, "There's a work for Jesus, humble though it be, 'tis the very service that God would ask of thee." Thank you for listening, and we'll read some scripture now.